This episode is brought to you by FX's The Veil, starring Elizabeth Moss. FX's The Veil is an international spy thriller that follows two women as they play a deadly game of truth and lies on the road from Istanbul to Paris and London. One woman has a secret, and the other has a mission to reveal it before thousands of lives are lost. FX's The Veil premieres April 30th, only on Hulu.
Changing your life one story at a time. This is the Chicken Soup for the Soul podcast with Editor-in-Chief Amy Newmark.
Hey, it's Amy Newmark with your Chicken Soup for the Soul. And I want to welcome you to our 1,000th podcast episode. Yes, that's 1,000. I've been doing this for 8 years. Originally, I did 5 new episodes per week. They were short episodes. Then I moved to 3 longer episodes per week. And then for the last few weeks, I tried 2 episodes per week, but people didn't seem to like that. So starting this week, we're going back to 3 episodes per week. And today I'm recording episodes that are going to air in March and April. It's early March right now. And I have to apologize for the congestion in my voice. Oh my gosh, what you get when you have little tiny grandchildren. Last week I was supposed to record episodes, but I had visited one set of grandchildren and I got norovirus. So I postponed and started to record today. But then this weekend I went to visit another set of grandchildren and got a really bad cold. So that's why I sound like this. So I apologize, but the next 10 episodes are going to sound very congested. So today I have something really cool to share with you. We have released our first coloring book about cats, and it's based on our Chicken Soup for the Soul book that's called The Magic of Cats. And this is a full-fledged, super high-quality adult coloring book. It contains 37 full stories from The Magic of Cats book, and then matching artwork that goes with each story. And it's a really high-end coloring book in that we used high-quality paper. We perforated the pages so that you could frame them after you color them. The art has just the right amount of complexity for coloring. And it's not just for adults. My 6-year-old granddaughter loves it too. So it's called The Chicken Soup for the Soul, Magic of Cats Coloring Book. And you can find it at Walmart and various other big retail chains, plus bookshops, and of course, on Amazon. And today, I want to share 2 of the fabulous stories that we included in the coloring book. These are a couple of cat stories with very surprising endings. So in our first story, Lori Kempf Bosco tells us that she was heartbroken when this little white kitten that she had adopted disappeared. He was only 6 months old, and she and her family searched everywhere for Rebel, putting up posters. They offered a reward. They checked the local shelter and the emergency clinic. They did live in the city, close to a high traffic road, and they didn't think that little Rebel had the street smarts to survive out there because he was an indoor cat. So they worried that he might have gotten lost or hit by a car or suffered some other grim fate. And weeks went by with no sign of Rebel. And everyone told Lori that she needed to accept that he was gone. But she just couldn't accept it, even though she had put all his stuff away. And then one morning, Lori left for work a few minutes early and she started walking to the bus stop, which was a block away. And she says, "It was a nice autumn day, crisp and sunny, a good day for a walk. I arrived at the bus stop and checked to see if the bus was coming, but I was still a little early. Something told me to keep going, so I decided to walk to the next bus stop. I got there and saw the bus coming, but I just kept walking, watching the bus whiz by, knowing I was going to be late for work, but something told me to keep going. I continued to walk for another 20 minutes, veering into a neighborhood I wasn't familiar with, and I walked right up to my cat. He was sitting by a fence, and he was filthy, no longer white, more of a dirty brown color. He was matted and stinky and had a scab on a ragged, torn ear. He was so scrawny. I called his name as I scooped him into my arms. His motorboat purr was as loud as I remembered, and he pushed his dirty face into mine. I teared up with happiness because I had found my cat. Lori quickly carried the dirty, brown, scrawny cat home and left him there. She didn't have time to call her husband from work and tell him she had found Rebel. So when he got home, he thought that a stray cat had gotten into their house. But he gave the intruder a bath and quickly realized it was Rebel. He couldn't believe that Lori had recognized the cat under all that dirt. Lori just says it was some kind of sixth sense that kept her walking past bus stop after bus stop that morning, even though she knew she would be late for work. And that's why we titled the book that story appeared in, Chicken Soup for the Soul, The Magic of Cats.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
In our second story, Jessica Reed tells us that she had been feeding 38 stray cats on her street. She loved them all, but she did have a favorite, a gigantic yellow cat with blue eyes who she named Butterball. Often, Butterball would try to jump in her car when she arrived home or would try to go inside her house. She wished that she could adopt him, but she wasn't allowed to have a cat where she lived. She really took good care of all those stray cats. One by one, she trapped them, had them neutered or spayed, and then released them. This reduced the number of new kittens, but still, week after week, she fed that very large group of cats. Most of them were feral and skittish, but not Butterball. He would stick around for head scratches, purring loudly, and he was always accompanied by a small calico cat who was not as friendly as he was, but who did allow Jessica to touch her. Then Jessica bought her own house, and the cats watched as she started moving her things out. She still fed them every night, but the cats seemed to be growing anxious. Butterball would try to get in extra cuddles, and Jessica even found him planted among the moving boxes as if he wanted to go wherever they were going. Finally, Jessica was finished with moving everything. She was worried about how all the cats would make it through the winter in upstate New York, so she got a group of friends together to catch all the strays and take them to a no-kill shelter. All except Butterball. She intended to take him to her new home. When she came back to get Butterball after the other cats were safely moved to the shelter, he jumped in the car, but then he jumped right back out again and walked off toward the bushes. And there stood that little calico cat. And then Jessica understood. Butterball wasn't going anywhere without his friend. She gently picked up the calico and put her in the car, and then Butterball jumped back in. The two cats shared the cat bed in Jessica's new home. And then, when Jessica posted photos of them online, she was surprised by the comments of one of her former neighbors at her old house. This neighbor knew all about the stray cats and how Jessica had cared for them. Here's what she wrote to Jessica online after seeing the photos of Butterball and his friend, the calico. "I am so glad that you took in the big cat. I remember when he was born. I see you took his mama, too." So who was that little calico cat who Butterball wouldn't leave behind? It was his mother. I'm Amy Newmark. Thanks for listening today. If you want to learn more about our new books and everything else going on at Chicken Soup for the Soul, join the more than 2 million people who follow us on Facebook, Instagram, or Twitter. or visit our website, chickensoup.com. If you'd like to learn more about the Chicken Soup for the Soul Magic of Cats coloring book, you can look at it on our website. And if you want to get your own copy, you'll find the book at Walmart, Kroger, BJ's, other big box stores, plus Barnes & Noble, independent bookstores, and of course on Amazon. And please come back for our next episode. It will be the first one about a new book that is out for Mother's Day, Chicken Soup for the Soul, Mothers and Daughters. I'm going to share a couple of stories about mothers as important role models for their children.
Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.